Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, folks. Once again, this is Dr. Barton with our weekly program. Every Friday we broadcast at 12 noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time. And we have a 30-minute show we've been doing for about probably at least 9 or 10 years. Now, every Friday, we broadcast over the blog internet radio system. So people in different parts of the world, different hour schedule, whatever it is, like we have Felix in Johannesburg, South Africa, who he's been listening to the show for about 7 years. He actually purchased a Kangen water machine. I'll say machine, as I can't think of a better word right now. And he's going strong, and just as I am. And I attribute a lot of my energy and wellness to the fact that I found out about Kangen water, K-A-N-G-E-N, about 23 years ago. So anyhow, we have about 30 minutes. I'm going to pack in a whole lot of information, as much as I can. And what you can do is, whoever's listening to this show, you know which number to call in. So, in order to listen. Okay, so spread the word. Tell your neighbors, friends, whoever wants to be healthy and also can add to their income at the same time. And I'm just looking at some information that someone just handed to me. Sorry about the distraction. So, at any rate, let me just say this. Number one, I know that I'm healthier and I have more energy than any of you listening. No matter where we have Edna. Edna's up in Tokina, Alaska. We don't have enough time. Edna, hi. Listen, I can't tell you the whole story about Edna because every Valentine's Day, this is Tokina, Alaska, 50 miles northwest of Anchorage, and every Valentine's Day there's about maybe 1,300 people in this big, huge barn, which is Edna's bar, you might say. It's like a bar and grill, but the thing is this, that it's a Valentine's Day. People come up from all over the world to find their Valentine. Isn't that great? Anyhow, if you really want to be healthy, you need to drink pure water. Pure water. You have to have the Kangen machine, K-A-N-G-E-N. It's made in Osaka, Japan, and it was discovered, this type of water was discovered in the early 1970s. It's not the water, it's the way of ionizing. This water is ionized. It goes through a special process. It's a little machine, a little bit bigger than a big toaster, hooks up to your tap water in your house, and it converts the tap water into pure water. Pure water. When creation occurred millions of years ago, the water, everything was pure. The palm trees are beautiful, beige-colored sand, blue-green water, white foam, blue skies. In the interest of today's program, we have to go fast forward because of the fact that I'm running late. I'm always running late. So the thing is that I know that I'm healthier than all of you, and I have more energy than all of you, and I know that I'm older than all of you because no one in my age category probably listens to this show. Maybe people have started with me a number of years ago, so they may be in their 60s or something like that right now. And I'm way past that, okay? And I enjoy every single day and every minute of my life. I do. And I try to help as many people as I can. So when you call into the show, you know the number to call in is 324-395. Shucks, I just forgot the number. Let me see. I'll think of it before we go. It's, if you forget, if I don't want to waste time talking about this number. I always remember it. I don't know what happened to my, okay, the number to call in to listen is 347-324-3595. The number to call for more information about if you want to live longer, healthier, call my cell phone directly. I'll give it to you one time only. I used to give out my number in Fort Lauderdale at the office we have. However, there's a lot of people working in that office, and there's a lot of lost calls. So the thing is, my cell phone, get me directly anytime. 863, it's the area code, 509-9059. Okay, so moving right along. If you really want to be healthy, I want to be healthy. I want to get more out of life, and I do get more out of life. And also, if you want to make money, I'll tell you how to do it. Okay? So we talked about creation, and I'm speeding up this 30 minutes because of the fact that so when creation occurred, everything was pure. The water was beautiful. Guess what? I've been to a lot of beaches around the world because I love the beach. And I lived in Miami on a houseboat, a beautiful, fantastic luxury houseboat, two-story. I lived on it with my younger daughter, Jen, for, I don't know, maybe 12 years. Prior to the houseboat, I had a sailboat, 40-foot sailboat, had a sleep-in, you know, cabins and all kinds of things. So I love the water and I love the beach. Anyhow, so if you go to Miami Beach today, right now, today, or any day in the week, it's beautiful. The beaches, the palm trees, the beige-colored sand, the blue-green water, white foam on the water, and the blue skies, and it's all like it was the same way, way back in creation millions of years ago. However, the air we breathe when you stand on Miami Beach, it's beautiful. It feels like fresh air, but it's all contaminated. The world is contaminated, folks. Somewhere around, here's how it started, around 1900. Somebody came up with the idea of inventing what's called the internal combustion engine, and somebody else came along and threw a couple of wheels on it, and before you know it, you had an automobile. That was the first automobile around 1903, the year my dad was born. My good old dad, God bless him, he was fantastic. Anyhow, so 1903, there was one car. Now, we don't have the time to go into details, but now there's billions of cars in every city, practically. It's not billions, it's millions worldwide. It's incredible, okay? And it's all spreading all kinds of carcinogenic, cancer-causing agents. So the air we breathe anywhere, no matter where you are on the earth, maybe they're looking for new air sources, sending people up to all kinds of planets and so forth. As far as I'm concerned, I would never go, I would never ever walk into a spaceship. And I was in the Air Force. I was in the Air National Guard. And then I went into regular Air Force and way back in time of Korea. And anyhow, then I stayed in the Air National Guard for years. And when I got out of medical school, I became a physician in the Air Force. Anyhow, I have three graduate degrees, folks. Chiropractic, which is a fantastic way of treating people. Chiropractic pharmacy. I grew up in my daddy's old-time drugstore, and I learned a lot from my father. And I went to med school in England. And a whole long story why I went to med school in England. It doesn't matter. I think it was some girl involved somehow. Anyhow, the thing is this. If you want to restart your life, longevity is increasing. You know, people are living longer, sicker. People are living longer, sicker. And the drugstores are getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Okay, and they're selling, and they have thousands of prescriptions every day. Guess what? I'm older than everybody. I don't take even one prescription. It's not that I don't like them. I don't need them. Get it? So now the water is the reason why you need a Kangen water machine, because it, water worldwide is getting even boiled more through what's called fracking. The petroleum industry is cracking through the earth's crust, different parts of the world, and they're looking for petroleum deposits so they can make more money. Well, that's great. I want to make more money too, but I don't want to make my money at someone else's expense. Do you all follow that? Now, I'm not reading from a script. So sometimes I get a little bit mixed up or ahead of myself or behind myself. But let me just give you a little bit more of an idea why you need to drink pure water. The only way to get it is you have to have your own little machine, stands on your kitchen counter. It costs about 3,900 or 4,900. I'm not sure, but the fact is, credit or no credit doesn't matter. You can pay it off at about $125 a month, and you can have pure water. I have some people that chip in together, and they fill up the bottled water. They fill up bottles, take it to somebody's house. Then the next 2 weeks, they keep the machine in their house. There's all kinds of different ways to go, but that's the only way. If somebody doesn't want to listen to me, it's okay. They can go. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say they can go to their own funeral sooner. That's not nice. Okay, so okay, let's get back to let's be serious for a minute. How can I be serious? Because the canyon water is made through the process of what's called ionization and electrolysis. The drinking water units were developed by Enagic Company in Osaka, Japan. Why? How did I find out about it, really? Okay, fine. I was walking through the lobby of a hotel in Tokyo. What was I doing in the lobby of a hotel in Tokyo? Well, when I was in the Air Force years ago, Tokyo was in a totally different way than it is now. It's like cosmopolitan, just like New York City, even nicer. But the difference is that it's totally clean. The streets are clean. There's no papers. There's no thing. There's no people breaking windows, tearing things apart because black is better. Black is like anybody else. People are so stupid. Doesn't matter whether you're Chinese people now attacking the Asians in New York City. The fact is, we're all people. God created us. Okay, everybody has their own God. Whatever it is, fine. But take care of other people, take care of yourself, your family, and be good to everybody. That's the way, that's why creation occurred, okay? So we're talking about, listen to this, just so you know, I'm not putting medicine down, I'm not putting healing down, because I'm a medical doctor, I'm an osteopathic physician. I'm also a chiropractic physician. So I'm a physician twice. How do you like that? Besides being a pharmacist. Anyhow, the thing is that if someone was diabetic, whoever was diabetic before the year 1922, they went to the doctor signed them into a hospital, they put them out, the hospital put them out some kind of a ward until they were going to die because there was no treatment for diabetes. Then around 1922, a company called Eli Lilly, which is now getting some publicity because they're also producing a vaccine for the pandemic. I'll talk to you about the pandemic in a second if we have time. Anyhow, so Eli Lilly developed synthetic insulin. You know, people, insulin is produced people get diabetes because pancreas. That's where the insulin is produced. So Eli Lilly, way back then, developed a synthetic insulin. And guess what? People who were diabetic were able to live their lives out. And that same insulin is being used today. People that are diabetic. Now, there's other things to do for people with diabetes and heart disease and so forth and so on, which I do for me and whoever listens to me. And that's why I have so much energy. And the only problem I have now is I've been in the sun so much all my life, living on a boat, living on a sailboat, living in a houseboat. I have all kinds of brown spots all over me. I've got to get to a dermatologist this week. I might be turned black. I might become another black person. It's okay with me as long as my health stays with me, because I have so many millions of these brown spots all over me. Anyhow, so if you want to restart your life and longevity is increasing, live longer, avoid these different diseases and so forth, you need to drink pure water. The human body is 85% water. I'm not sure if I gave you my cell phone number before, but let me give it to you in case I forget. Like I said, I don't look at a script, so I'm skipping around a little bit only because I'm in a hurry, and I shouldn't be in a hurry when I do these shows. Anyhow, I think I did give you a number, 863-509-9059. That's my cell phone. If anybody's going to call, please don't call until after Monday at 12 noon. Thank you. If you have really an emergency or whatever it is, call me anytime. Okay, so getting back to what we're talking about. You see, and also now we're doing type of treatment is jewels because there's so much cancer increasing around. When I was a kid growing up in America, there was hardly anyone with cancer, believe it or not. Now, everybody doesn't have a family member that doesn't have cancer because of all the contamination, cancer-causing things. And by the way, Dr. Oz on his show last summer brought out that there's a water emergency, along with the New York Times ran a series on millions of Americans are drinking dirty water. There's no way out, folks. It's no matter what they do to it. Okay, the only way to get pure water, you can take the same dirty water, let it run through the Kangen machine, and it goes through the process of ionization and electrolysis, and it actually develops pure water. So I started telling you before, I was walking through the lobby of a hotel in Tokyo 25 years ago maybe, and a Japanese gentleman walked up to me, and he said, "Dr. Barton?" And I said, "Yes, how do you know it's me?" So he held up a newspaper, Tokyo newspaper, with my picture was right on the front of it. And I said, "Oh, my God, I didn't do any bank robberies or anything like that. What's my picture there?" So he was laughing, and he told me that someone went to my cancer treatment center, and I'm talking about 25 years ago. I had a cancer treatment center that was in South Miami with two other friends of mine that were doctors also. And we treated cancer successfully way back then. And the only people that we didn't advertise it at all because I was called to go to a hearing for my medical license. I had to go to Tallahassee, go through a thing because of the fact that we were doing something that wasn't approved. I'm not going to use the word cure, but to overcome cancer cells. So anyhow, folks, we're getting down to the wire, getting too close. But anyhow, that fellow turned out to be Dr. Shinya, S-H-I-N-Y-A, Dr. Hiromi Shinya. Dr. Shinya is a world-renowned physician. He's a Japanese gentleman, and he's the one that invented colonoscopy. And he took me to his clinic when I met him in that time in Tokyo, and he's the one that brought me over to Osaka, Japan. We flew over the other side of Japan in a small plane, and that's where I found out about the Kangen water. And I was supposed to leave the next day to go back to New York or Miami, I'm not sure where, but what happened is I was so enthralled by the factory, small little factory where they make these Kangen machines, and they sell thousands and thousands and thousands and more thousands of the Kangen, K-A-N-G-E-N. And these machines go through a process, like I said before, ionization and electrolysis, and transforms the water into pure water. So I've been drinking only this water. If someone comes to my house, I don't care if it's my daughter. I have three daughters and two grandsons. Anyhow, three daughters? I have three grandsons. Well, how can I have forgotten the oldest one? Little Richie. I'm sorry about Little Rich. Little Rich is 6 foot three or four, and he's about 235 trim pounds, strong as all get out. Anyhow, so I have three grandsons, three daughters. Why am I talking about that? Who cares about that except me? Anyhow, doctor, the thing is that the people, if someone comes to my door with a bottle of Poland water, I won't let them in the house. As a matter of fact, they tell them, take that bottle, or drop it in the garbage can, or take it back to your car. I don't want people, my neighbors, thinking that I drink pure water. I don't drink bottled water. I don't care what they say about it. I don't care how much it costs. The only water to drink is Kangen water. There are other companies that make similar type of machines. And the machine, you know, they process the machines through, the water goes through a process of ionization and electrolysis. So if you want to buy a machine, go to one of the other companies and buy one. There's about two or three other companies. However, the only machine that I would buy is from Kangen, from the Enagic company, E-N-A-G-I-C. That's the company in Osaka, Japan. And the water is called Kangen, K-A-N-G-E-N. And the Japanese word for Kangen is, it's either pure water or something like that. Anyhow, folks, I gave you the number before, the cell phone number. Tune in next week. We're going to run out of time in a few minutes, and I have to get going. And There's so many things that I could tell you about. So you can call in that number, leave your name and number, get a bunch of people together, and we can always do a lot of good for you. Remember, the basis of this water is 85% water. The human body is 85% water. The cells of the body are bathed in interstitial fluid, which is actually water. But all water worldwide is contaminated. If you don't want to believe it, I'm sorry, I don't mean to be a wise guy, but it's your funeral, not mine. Okay? And I've been drinking Kangen water only for the last, God knows, 30 years, 25 years. So with all that being said about water, let me just add one thing. When I was practicing medicine, I practiced for 23 years in Miami Beach. And my office was called La Playa Health Resort at the Seacoast Towers. La Playa, if you speak Spanish, means the beach. And I'm a pharmacist, chiropractor, medical doctor. I went to all those schools because I didn't want to go to work. No, I'm only kidding. I grew up and my daddy's old time drugstore. My dad was teaching me the metric system of measurement when I was about 8 or 9 years old, all kinds of things. So with all that being said, God bless you all. Let's pray. These crazy lunatics that are running around cook, and they're torturing people and doing all this stuff in these horrible countries, Iran and Iraq and all the disgusting places. I would never even set my foot there. These horrible people, okay? We got to be able to do something about that. You know, just people should live their lives and enjoy it and take care of other people. So tune in again next week, folks. You know, we broadcast at 12 noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time. And I'm going to get after my cousin, Billy the Kid, who's lives in Los Angeles. I got to tell him to listen to the blasted show. And if he doesn't listen, he's going to have to pay the price. All right. To all my Latin friends and who are listening and waiting for me to get back so they can ask me to borrow $10 or something in Miami, and all my Cuban friends. And I say, disfrute un fin de semana, which means in Spanish, enjoy yourself and have a great weekend. Adios, y'all. I don't know why the station is still on, but anyhow, once again, God bless you all. Have a great weekend. Have a great life. For information on how to really be healthy, you can call my cell phone directly, 863-509-9059. And I didn't realize that I got to talk to my acoustics manager. He didn't let me know that we were still on the air. I already said, have a great week, folks. Adios. Christ.
More?
Yes, Carmen Perez, P-E-R-E-Z. Because of it's a co-op, and I saw that the person is going to come to check out the dishwasher. I saw from 12 to 6. But after, you know, 5 o'clock, they don't allow any, contract workers or repairing in the building. So I just want to verify first that they're coming today, and did they come before 5 o'clock?
So what did he say? Will he come before 5?
Figuring out their sizes, figuring out the best way to treat us and the next person. Our life will never be normal again because of our loss. But I want children, students, staff, everybody to return to a big sense of normalcy. I want them as much as the next person. But the only way that's going to be done is that we are now. We can't miss all the mandates, open up everything, and then just hope that everybody follows the rules and hope for the best. Unfortunately, that's not the way it works. And sometimes being a leader, you have to make those tough calls. You have to give them one area, but pull back in another. And I just really wish that Governor Abbott would take another 3 more times to be thinking about that situation.
Sorry, you clearly thought a lot about it. You know the cost of this, and I just appreciate you coming on to talk about it. Thank you.
Thank you so very much, and a prayer for everybody that has made it through and families that have lost. You are not alone. Where are your back in the water?
You're amazing, Delia. Thank you so much. The man proposed in Speaker Nancy Pelosi's office have a tantrum in court. Carol was rained down in anger. Here was a QAnon insurrectionist who wears horns, says he was with. And one of the Proposed sons says the quiet part out loud about Fox TV in the era of divided.
To do first.
Thank you.